joining the conversation. It's Richard Smith with the Salvation Army. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, we should say right off the top, this is not early for Richard. You, in the restaurant business for a lot of years, you know that there's a 4 a.m.
Yes, I do. Just like you guys.
Exactly. All right. Well, you're involved with the Salvation Army. It's the Hope Beyond Christmas campaign. It kicks off today with the Christmas Kettle campaign and the Salvation Army today at noon at Century Place. What's the goal this year, Mr. Smith?
The goal is $365,000.
Wow. $365,000.
Yes, sir.
Now by the December 24th.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I'm sorry. I missed that.
No, to get the $365,000 before Christmas.
It would be very nice.
So how can Mix Nation help out? I know you're looking for volunteers, Richard. If they'd like to make a donation to the Salvation Army, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you can drop off a check, if you wish, at the church, 290 Bridge Street West. You can drop a check in the kettles. Kettles will be out starting tomorrow. Four of them, anyways, and Monday there'll be the full slate of 10.
And I wanted to get this in today with the kickoff with the Salvation Army Kettle Campaign. The Salvation Army Band will be performing. They did a great job this past Tuesday for Remembrance Day. What a band. Boy, it's so nice to see the youth involved with your Salvation Army Band.
Yes, we're very lucky. We have a core of young people who are very talented, and they've joined the band with the older members.
Yeah,
they do.
And it's fabulous to see that. And also, too, with the campaign, if you're out at a grocery store and you see some of the volunteers with the kettle, they also have the tap now, too, with your debit card.
Yes, we do. We'll have tap machines at all the kettles, so if you're short of change, you can use your debit card.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because not many people carry cash anymore. So, yeah, really handy.
Yeah, I never carry cash now. It's weird.
No, me neither.
No, it's so true, and you can't dodge them now either. I love it. Now, what about the volunteers? You need some folks to step up over the festive season. How do they go about doing that, Richard?
Okay, they can go on Belleville Salvation Army, Hope Beyond Christmas, and there's a sign-up sheet there. It will show you all the different spots, the times, and just fill in the slot that you want to work. Or you can call the church, and we can do that for you if you're not capable of doing that yourself.
And it's really the volunteers that are the backbone of this kettle campaign by volunteering, whether they're at a grocery store, downtown, or any other place, the liquor store. It really is the volunteers that make this campaign, Hope Beyond Christmas, really work.
Oh, it is. When we're fully up and running, we need 60 people a day to fill all the shifts.
And yesterday, you and I had a conversation. I was hoping that you would pass on some numbers. The work of the Salvation Army Church in Belleville and how you help out families. I know you got a list of interesting data to share this morning. Take it away, Richard.
Well, 5 days a week, we serve approximately 4,000 meals a month. All these meals are free. They're all created at the church, delivered downtown in our emergency vehicle, which feeds about 150 people a night. We also have inside dining at the church, which averages about 60 to 70 people a night.
So think about that. 4,000 meals a month and 60 to 70 folks every evening. It's Monday to Friday, right, Richard?
Yes, Monday to Friday.
Friday.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's quite a commitment. And there you go. Those volunteers are making that work, and you got a busy kitchen there at the church. It's all good.
Yeah, we're 90% volunteer.
And also, I understand, Richard, in addition to meals, you also help people now keep warm for the winter with your campaign Coats for Folks, right?
That's right. Wednesdays. I believe it's right through this month. Coats are available. Coats, gloves, mitts, boots, all available at the church. You just come in from 1 till 3, I think it is, and you can pick out a coat, toque, hat, whatever you need. And again, there's no charge for that, and that's open to everybody, anyone.
The 2025 annual Christmas Kettle campaign is underway. Century Place today kicks off. They're looking for volunteers. And thank you for your work in the community. You touched on today 4,000 meals per month, 60 to 70 per evening at the church for families. Big numbers, big hearts, Salvation Army. Really appreciate this morning. Anything else you want to get in?
I would just like to mention our Tweed ministry. Tim Hortons and Tweed are going to have a smile cookie campaign, which will go towards the ministry in Tweed. And I'd like to thank them and make all the people of Tweed aware.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hope beyond Christmas. Good luck with the kickoff today at Century Place at noon in downtown Belleville.
Thank you very much, guys.